Who is he?
Edmond Garat, the mayor of Cambrai from 1919 to 1925.
And who is the woman who is breastfeeding?
That is a bas-relief representing the Goutte de Lait, a health centre that encouraged mothers to breastfeed and donate their milk. The centre was created in 1904 with Garin's support.
Place du 9 octobre, 9th October Square. Cambrai was liberated on the 9th October.
Exactly. The square was designed in 1919 by Le Prince Renge, who was the main reconstruction architect in the Cambrai region. Work finished in 1932 with the inauguration of the new town hall. I wanted to bring you here so that you could see the three houses over there on the left. They are the only remaining houses on what was the Rue de l'Arbre d'Or, a small street that ran between the Grande Place and Saint-Géry Church before the war.
Cambrai was completely razed to the ground, wasn't it? Poppy was the family's nickname for him, but I'm sure you know that.
Of course.
Anyway, Poppy wrote some sickening passages in his diary about Cambrai in flames, a tremendous inferno, hell in the open air. The Germans had adopted a scorched earth policy.
That's right. In fact, Cambrai had been in German hands since the start of the war and was subject to draconian rule under the occupation. It very quickly became a key rear base with many hospitals, command posts and transport centres, in particular during the Battle of the Somme.
And it all toppled in summer 1918.
Yes, the English bombardments intensified and the successful offensives in August prompted the Germans to plan their withdrawal. From the 5th to the 8th of September, they evacuated the population. 23,000 civilians were taken by force into Belgium, while a handful managed to hide in cellars. Over 3,000 would die of starvation. These few days would kill more people in the Cambrai region than the entire 4 years of the occupation.
And just before the arrival of the British on the 7th and 8th October, the Germans decided to destroy the town, to set it ablaze and wipe it off the face of the earth, wrote Poppy in his diary.
Yes, they methodically set the town centre on fire. 1,000 buildings would go up in smoke. 5,000 others were reduced to little more than smoking ruins.
I've seen the archive images on the internet. Whole sections of wall charred. An unbelievable amount of smoke. Soldiers running in all directions trying to put the fire out. Exactly what Poppy says.
Poppy was a very courageous firefighter that day, Manon. Take it from me.